to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Speaking from the perspective of the super PAC, you want to try and do things that you think will be helpful to the candidate and not things that will be hurtful. And frankly, trying to dredge up Jeremiah Wright, right or wrong, after this issue was litigated 4 years ago by John McCain deciding not to litigate it, was stupid. And so you want to try and do things that are helpful, not hurtful. And look, I thought it was very smart for the Romney campaign to immediately go out and denounce the tactic. It certainly sent a message to everybody in America what they wanted the campaign to be about, and it certainly sent a message to people involved in the super PACs, don't be doing stupid things like this.
That was Karl Rove commenting on one of the Sunday morning news programs about a negative ad campaign that was designed by a super PAC supporting Mitt Romney and how quickly Mitt Romney squashed their plan. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Monday, the 21st of May. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of May, and I wonder if we're two-thirds of the way through the campaign, because it seems like it's been going on forever and ever and ever. We'll spend time listening to people from both sides of the political spectrum. Their appearances on the Sunday morning television news programs generates lots of comment on Monday. And as an example of that, here from CNN, Candy Crowley talks to David Axelrod from Obama's world about the Romney plan, or the super PAC's plan. It wasn't Romney's plan to revive the Jeremiah Wright controversy.
The New York Times report that a proposal before one of these super PACs, in this case a fairly wealthy conservative, although he says he's listed as an independent, that perhaps they would bring up Reverend Wright in a series of ads timed for the Democratic convention. I want to play you some of the response from Democrats to that.
If Ricketts wants to do that, if the GOP, they want to do that, well, then guess what? You're now putting Mormonism on the table.
Should we look at the leaders of Mitt Romney's religion and examine whether they affected his politics? Fair question, isn't it?
Then we have to say, okay, that what are the views on the church that Mitt Romney put forth, the views that black people were subsidiary to and inferior to white people?
So, David, simple question. Does the reelect committee repudiate the idea that Mormonism should be on the table?
Absolutely, and we have right along. We've said that's not fair game, and we wish that Governor Romney would stand up as strongly and as resolutely, consistently, to refute these kinds of things on his side. Instead, he's amplified them in the past, and he's put logs on that fire, and that's not leadership.
He did repudiate the
right
Reverend Wright thing, though, correct?
Tepidly and reluctantly he did, but in February he actually raised the issue and said he thought it was fair game. So, you know, the problem is you have to be consistent in your position, and you have to be genuine and firm in your position. You can't be grudging in your position, or you send the wrong signals, and I think he's sent the wrong signal.
And yet you all did put out a fundraising letter on this, suggesting that Mitt Romney was going to use it, suggesting that Republicans would use it, although the super PAC in question said we're not going to do it.
We put out a fundraising letter because we're facing about $1 billion of super PAC spending. This was one gentleman who was willing to write a $10 million check potentially to fund this campaign. That was the proposal, and we're facing that all over the country. Karl Rove has a $25 million campaign up right now with undisclosed money, money we don't know where it came from, running negative ads, and that is what we're trying to combat. He got one $10 million anonymous donor. Our average donation is like $55. It would take 181,000 of those donations to match the one anonymous donation that Karl Rove got, and that's why we went and reached out to our folks, because we need to combat this kind of tactic.
Please, 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 can we spare the theatrics? Good God, these people are unbelievable. And the PACs on both sides are wrong. Gives you an idea. Listening to that guy, Axelrod, is nothing but a greaser for that side of the world, greasing the slide, the skid, if you will, for all of Obama's stuff. There are people on both sides. Rove is the same guy on the left. They haven't had much contact. Doesn't seem to be much contact between Rove and Romney. Pretty smart on his part. These people are human beings. They make mistakes on both sides. So you see the protesting going on in Chicago, and that's aimed, for the most part, at President Obama. That's his hometown. And that's, you know, the G8 summit is there, NATO summit, whatever is going on. There are protests about what people do because they are imperfect. And it makes for the opportunity for these people like Axelrod, who's nothing but a paid hack, to take their shots. Take your best shot. I guess that's the way to look at it. 800-510-8255 is the phone number. If you feel like you have a something that will be of maximum interest to us, help yourself. The audience is interested in your opinion, as long as it's well thought out and you can get to it quickly. So I'll have a number of things from various sources. Help yourself with ideas galore. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 13 past the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Monday morning, I'm Doug Steffen, soliciting your input on a number of things that have to do with politics. I'm looking over our conversational schedule for this hour. A lot of the Sunday morning programs focused on the continuing resolution to borrow more money, cut the taxes, the budget stuff. So that comes up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, back to the political world, and on NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Jim Cramer, who's the money guy on CNBC, also Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine's Mike Murphy, about Mitt Romney's latest ad suggesting that he would do what his job would be on day one.
Governor Romney is looking at the totality of the problems under this first administration of President Obama, and he's got this new ad out called Day One. I want to show a portion of it.
What would a Romney presidency be like? Day One. President Romney immediately approves the Keystone Pipeline, creating thousands of jobs that Obama blocked. President Romney introduces tax cuts and reforms that reward job creators, not punish them.
Jim Cramer, this is an area of strength now for Romney on the economy. He's got some traction. What does this ad say to you about their approach and its potential effectiveness?
Well, I think that the specifics are good. In other words, people recognize that that pipeline would have created jobs. But at the same time, Romney's known as a job destroyer, not a creator. I just don't think that this will stick. I think Bain sticks. I think the idea that you bring in Bain, which is what happened in the 80s, they fire a lot of people, and that's how they get prosperity for the rich. And that is a more resonant theme, I think, than anything that Romney's come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to begin engaging on this, and he just hasn't. And the weird thing about it is, I mean, this was an attack you could see coming from another planet. He was attacked on this back when he was running against Ted Kennedy, when he was governor, even in the primary by other fellow Republicans. He seems to think he's, right now they're very focused on what Obama has done wrong. They want the election to be about that. But a criticism unanswered is a criticism unanswered. And this election is fundamentally about two different visions for the country. Obama's, which he is presenting via the Bain ad, and Romney's going to have to use that to explain what his alternate vision is, free markets and so on.
This says to me, one, can you be comfortable with President Romney? Mm-hmm. It's also an ad that recognizes, as they do, talking to Romney advisors, people like President Obama. They don't want to reject him necessarily. But they want to, they're certainly unhappy with economic policies.
Yeah, no, I think what's going on right now is both campaigns before the conventions, which are the real kickoff. Believe it or not, it feels like it's been going on a decade, but we're in like inning three here. It's a race to define Mitt Romney. The Obama guys want to because they know how vulnerable they are. They want to ruin Romney. You know, Mr. Scissorhands. That's their whole campaign. Right. That's the Bain demagoguing. The Romney guys are trying to fill in the blanks about what do you get? What does day one look like? And if you look at that ad, turn off the sound. All it says is jobs, 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 working, working, working. So it's a smart ad for them to try to fill in the other side of the Romney story, who he really is. They've got to do that and then make the fall campaign a negative referendum on the president, which we know from the polling people are interested in. They think he's doing bad on the economy, and in American politics, if you're perceived as doing bad on the economy, you get fired. I think the missing piece is what happens in Europe. In some ways, the president's future is not in Mitt Romney's hands, not even in his hands. It's going to be in the European voters' hands.
All right. So let's think for a second. May I ask you to do a little exercise, a little mental exercise, and take a minute and think carefully of all of the public figures that you have not liked through your life. File through all the politicians, assuming that you're somewhat reasonable, normal person, probably have strong opinions about some of these folks. Perhaps you've reached the point of having one or two of them. Now, try and mentally assemble all the people that you have never liked on a thermometer. You know, the one in the desert, I think it's in Bakersfield, California. Ever seen that one? For those you probably tolerate at the bottom and those that make your blood boil at the top, take a mental picture of that person. Bring it forward to the front of your mind. Do you see either Mr. Romney or Mr. Obama? Do you see Richard Nixon? Do you see Ronald Reagan? Do you see Bill Clinton? Do you see Jimmy Carter? Who do you see? 800-510-8255. If you're a Democrat, you don't like Mitt Romney, probably. If you're a Republican, you don't like Mr. Obama. You want to praise Mitt Romney's character? Okay, that's high-minded. Do you disagree with him on some level, but it's not personal? Can you say the same thing about Mr. Obama? The visceral dislike for Obama seems to me to be something that's very strong in our country. And I think the visceral dislike of George Bush was the same for those on the other side. Do you feel that about Mitt Romney? I'm not sure that we do. Maybe that's because his convictions aren't strong enough. I hear a lot of suggestions, but it's an exercise. That bullying thing. Got to talk about that a little bit more because that still comes up. 21 after on the countdown.
And And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The issue of the day, the presidential race coming up, the budget battle, but still more to be heard with regard to the essence of how these various politicians shake things out. I'm looking at some of the headlines, the gay rights people and their presidential preferences, spending on the presidential race, and now Congress getting their PACs going. You wonder about that. Is the campaign against women, is that a big deal? What is there about the campaign that you feel most strongly about? 800-510-8255. The Romney bully thing is something that really, it's kind of startles me. Plus the Tea Party and what's going on with them in terms of their support for Mitt Romney. They sure aren't going to be supporting Mr. Obama. Let's listen to talk host Randy Bushover, who has Jim Ostrowski, who's formerly with the Ron Paul campaign, about the state of that whole thing.
Paul basically undid his presidential campaign. He urged his supporters in an email to still work at the state party level to try and rough things up a little bit for Mitt Romney. Here's the email he actually sent out. Moving forward, we no longer will spend resources campaigning in primary states that have not yet voted. Doing so with any hope of success would simply take tens of millions of dollars I don't have. And here's the part that I want to pick up with you, Jim. I encourage all supporters of Liberty to make sure you get to the polls and make your voices heard, particularly in local, state, and congressional elections, where so many defenders of freedom are fighting and need your support. Basically, the way I read that is that, yeah, while he might not be campaigning, he still doesn't want this to go automatically and easily to Mitt Romney. Have I overstated the case, do you think?
I don't know if he's really focused on Romney. What people have to understand about the Ron Paul campaign, it was a campaign, true, but it was also a larger movement. And I think he's encouraging people to continue that movement and support good candidates. And there are many other things to do to advance the movement that, you know, I'd be happy to talk about. I don't know if Ron is really focused Romney, at this point, I think he probably realizes he's going to be the nominee, but is more interested in continuing the movement that he's really been the leader of for about 5 years now, with his starting with his initial campaign.
Talk to me then about that movement. How do you define the movement? What still needs to be done? And I guess even more relevant, how can a movement move ahead without a man upon which it was focused?
Well, those are all good and tough questions, but you know, we call it really the Liberty Movement, and it's been going on for about 40 years, mostly under the radar. I've been involved in it since I was in college, around 1979 or so. But until Ron ran for president the first time, the larger public was really not aware of this movement. And it's basically a movement that says that we need to get back to the original idea of America, which was individual liberty, that both parties have failed. And Ron's always been very clear that the Republican Party has failed just as much, if not more, than the Democratic Party. That both parties have failed, and we have to come up with different ideas, candidates, strategies, and tactics, and really have a fundamental change in this country, because we're going down the drain under the weight of big government, which is really pretty obvious at this point.
I think that gentleman is right. What about you? As Ron Paul, maybe somebody behind the scenes, you know, and Romney seems to be pretty calm about that. By the way, with all of the discussion about fundraising and PACs and stuff and Axelrod greasing around there, Romney doesn't have anywhere near as much money raised as Mr. Obama does. Keep that in mind as you're thinking about comments. More about the presidential race from various aspects coming up in the next half hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ever turn on your TV to find the dish hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the dish hopper let you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Talk radio coast to coast. 33 minutes after the hour, taking matters into your own hands now at 800-510-8255. The conversation about the presidential race. Let's get one more piece of Sunday morning conversation. As you know, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a summary of the event. We monitor hundreds of radio programs and television programs pretty easy because you can get the Sunday morning shows are easy and the MSNBC and Fox News cuts are easy. Some of the radio programs, there are so many good ones on so many good radio stations, hard to find all of the pieces there. But this is usually a good host, Bob Kerr, talking here to Ken Walsh from U.S. News & World Report about the similarities between the Romney campaign and the Obama campaign.
President Obama says growth and jobs are his top priority, and Mitt Romney remains focusing his campaign on the economy. Are you beginning to see this as sort of a copycat campaign?
Exactly. This is an interesting dynamic that's developing. Both sides are using the same tactics and themes in many ways. You mentioned the economy. Both sides agree this is issue number one. That's clear in the polls, but it goes well beyond that. Each candidate is calling the other elitist and out of touch in different ways, but it's essentially the same argument. They're talking about a lack of credibility, that the East will have a secret agenda that they won't reveal to the country for if they're elected in November. They talk about the whole notion of extremism. Romney says Obama is an extreme leftist. Obama says Romney's an extreme right-winger. So it goes on. And I think what's happened here is both sides have looked at the polls and come up with essentially an agreement on what's on the minds of Americans and what the other side is most vulnerable on. It turns out it's about the same thing.
Ken, last night the NAACP endorsed gay marriage. Is that going to be a big help for the president?
You know, it's interesting because it's probably somewhat of a help to him, but on the other side, the Christian conservative movement, of course, is up in arms about this. But one point on the gay marriage issue is that a number of President Obama's advisors have been telling me that the media has perhaps misplaced its analysis on this. President Obama is actually very persuasive in very key parts of the electorate, including Black Americans. And before the NAACP endorsed same-sex marriage, President Obama's staff was saying, keep an eye on African-American voters. President Obama will persuade many African-American voters, including culturally conservative voters, to accept his position endorsing same-sex marriage, and that's exactly what's happened with the NAACP.
All right, so is this an issue for you? 800-510-8255, black and white, rich and poor, gay and straight, rich. Just the way that we are dividing ourselves up, we are one nation, and to have all of these splinter groups seems very anti-purposeful, unless you're a politician that wants to have control, which is certainly where these guys come in. The stories that move you, with regard to Mitt Romney, that bullying story that was in the news was last week and the week before, and the way that it was, the Washington Post showed their real stripes here, and I think the Romney campaign got sidetracked because of it. Do you think that Mitt Romney ought to have answered the bullying story differently? I don't even remember they said much about it at all. 800-510-8255. Is it a black eye, as some said, for Romney? I mean, for heaven's sakes, how many years ago was it? Created a headache, spurs an apology, and so what needs to be said more about this? The PACs are into that sort of thing, and one wonders if you are. 800-510-8255. And then there's more people who want to talk about Ron Paul. For example, Blake in Northern California has called the countdown now. Go ahead, Blake. You can kick things off caller-wise. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
Here's the thing, though. Ron Paul, big Ron Paul fan. And
so am I, by the way.
Oh, of course. And it's just been very, very hard to see how he's just pretty much been belittled by the major media, and the fact that Mitt Romney has pretty much taken full steam, you know, at, like, ahead of the race. But if basically it happens that Mitt Romney, you know, starts, you know, winning the race as far as, like, Republican candidates go, I'm going to have to support him, because I feel that Obama, even though they're, I guess they're similar right now in their campaigns, Obama's not going to be a better choice than Romney. So it's kind of like taking the best of two evils, I guess you can say.
Yeah, the worst, the best and the worst under the circumstances. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 37.
Okay. The reason I ask you that is because my theory is that especially with younger men in their 30s and 20s, even the 18 to 35 crowd in terms of men, are way stronger supporters in terms of a group than any other group. And so those younger men who are very anti-Obama, and I'm talking about by the millions, are strong supporters of Ron Paul. And if Romney is smart, he's worked out something with Ron Paul to give him a visibility that is sincere, so that people who are like you that will see Romney bringing Ron Paul in to the tent makes them want to be a little more eager to support Romney, because that's where Obama's biggest problem is with young people who are just fed up. They don't like either party. They don't even want to go vote. So it may be he's not going to get young people's votes like he did before, because he's been a dismal failure. And the kids are very disheartened. There are some hardcore that will go in that direction. But for the most part, people who wanted that change, who wanted to believe, find that Obama is vapid, empty, useless. And so they're not going down that trail again, but they want to be good Americans. They want to vote. So you gave us a chance to talk about that. Blake, thank you. 800-510-8255. Doug, you're on the air now on the countdown with Doug.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've got a drill press in my shop. I could give free dental work, or you could go to a regular dentist. And the reason why that I say that, see, the problem is with Barack Obama, he has no idea as far as it goes about creating jobs. Number one, he's never had a real job as far as it goes with what he had to go out and work for a living.
It's more important to understand that this was a theme 4 years ago, and he hasn't done a damn thing. So why do you believe him now? And he says, well, now this is what we have to do. Why haven't you been doing it for 4 years? Is the question, Doug. Thank you. 800-510-8255. See Steve in Virginia on hazing and Romney is a bully.
I don't have it.
All right. 800-510-8255. Sorry about that. Mark in Arizona.
I have no call.
All right. Let's stand by here for a moment. We'll fix a few items of interest and we'll continue on the countdown.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. Walk one of these laps.
800-510-8255. Looking for calls on both sides as far as the incident is concerned with Mr. Obama and his strengths and weaknesses, Romney and his strengths and weaknesses, his governor of Massachusetts. What are you finding out about him? All right, so we've now found a way to get Steve in Virginia on the air. So, Steve, let's go.
As far as the story about Mitt Romney, I give it absolutely no credibility. And I went to a military school, and I was hazed as a freshman as a result. I joined the swim team. I lifted weights. I became a wrestler. And I couldn't play football because we had a second string guy that was at the school named Jack Ham. So in other words, we had a rather exceptional football team for a high school. But the point is that it's hazing. It is not bullying. And what hazing does is that it inspires people. I used to have C's, and when I got into school, I was an A and B student. In other words, it's what makes people better. It's part of the whole private school manure, if you want to. In other words, they inspire people to be better, and they inspire people to not do things that are detrimental to their character and detrimental to their furthering of their education.
Hazing a good thing. I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's okay. You're welcome to express yourself. So this is all about self-expression. Mark in Arizona, we found you. Let's go with your thoughts.
You know, it reminds me of the John Kerry situation with the Swift boat controversy, how, you know, the opposition will get into his path, the candidate's path, and try to bring up dirt. I mean, I personally am not for Romney, but I mean, it's like, let's play fair, you know. I mean, are these things that really are going to matter to a present-day individual these many, many years later? The same with Kerry. I mean, the guy had his disagreements with Vietnam and what happened over there. And the opposition took advantage of that, got people from the actual time period who were involved. Same thing now with Romney. The guy was in high school. You know, he's changed. He's a completely different person now. He's not the 17, 18-year-old kid running for president. He's the multimillionaire adult. Doesn't matter.
Okay. 800-510-8255. It's really interesting to listen to characterizations here of people. Here's Glenn in Florida.
Romney did not deny the fact that he did it. According to the story, him and his group of people held that young man down and he cut his hair. That is not considered a practical joke. That more or less is a bullying type of situation. And to me, what that does is that even when he was a late teenager, that goes towards the character of a person. If you go through high school, you're growing up, when people bully other people, it goes towards their character as an adult. Some people don't change. And the one thing that I always would like to know is what was his punishment for actually committing that bullying? Was he punished, and what was the punishment?
Wow, look at how the people are interested in this. Johnny in Tennessee on the incident.
I'm a forward Republican, but I'm an independent now. And the reason for it is this bullying doesn't matter a bit. You know, that's back when he was a child. So, or a kid, or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, what does matter to me is the way he answers a question. You can tell a man's lying because he goes to laughing. And there's one thing I can't do is vote for somebody who is totally a liar. And that's exactly what this man is. And there's no way in the world I could ever vote for somebody who I cannot trust. And lying is one of the worstest things you can do, and that's what Romney's doing on everything he does.
Really, sir? Most of us are, anyway. 800-510-8255. That's our connection line. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email connection to the countdown. And you can also go to the same way our main web posting is at DougStephan.com. Go to the listen box, find out how you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Moving into the budget conversation, which has taken up a lot of time on the weekend interview programs on television from Fox, Chris Wallace talked to Congressman Paul Ryan about recent attacks by the Obama folks on Mitt Romney's economic policies.
The Obama campaign says the point of Romney economics is to make money for Bain, to make money for their investors, even if all the workers get wiped out. And in this particular case of the steel mill in Kansas City, the workers, that plant went bankrupt. The 750 workers were laid off, and Bain did make millions of dollars in profits.
You know what's ironic about this, Chris? Mitt Romney was running the Olympics during this time. He wasn't even running Bain during the time period in question. I think the individual, if I'm not mistaken, who was running Bain is a big Obama contributor. But more to the point, Chris, what Bain did was they used private capital to try and help struggling businesses. What President Obama is doing is he's gambling with taxpayer money and giving money to corporate contributors, to campaign contributors like Solyndra, and he's losing taxpayer money. So what we have with the Obama administration is this crony capitalism, this corporate welfare, where President Obama thinks it's right that we take taxpayer dollars to give to private companies and take bets on these private companies. That's wrong. What is right is a private sector that you have risk capital. You put capital in businesses, whether they're struggling or not, to try and grow those businesses. Some succeed, some don't. On the net, when Mitt Romney ran Bain, they were very successful. They created thousands of jobs, great success stories. But more to the point, we don't think the government should be in the position of picking winners and losers in the economy.
I'm agreeing with that. For the most part, let them work on their own merits and survive on same. The budget discussion next as we continue on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. With a focus now on the monetary problems that we have in our country. Let's go back to last summer. This conversation from CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer, talking to Senator Mitch McConnell about the same stuff going on this year as went on last year.
Last summer, when Congress got itself all tangled up over extending the debt ceiling and the country was headed toward default, financial securities were got their ratings downgraded, you were one of the key players, as it were, who helped structure a compromise that kept all that from happening. Were you surprised when Speaker Boehner said now he's ready to repeat that same fight and go through this whole thing again?
Well, let's make sure we got it exactly right what happened. What the Speaker and I both said last year was that if the President's going to ask us to raise the debt ceiling, we shouldn't treat it like a motherhood resolution that passes on a voice vote. We ought to try to engage and try to see if we can do something about deficit and debt. And so we did. And even though the agreement ultimately reached was a lot less than I had hoped for, and I know a lot less than the Speaker had hoped for, we did agree to reduce $2.1 trillion in discretionary spending over 10 years. Why do we need to use the request of any president to discuss deficit and debt? Look, we have a debt now bigger than our economy. That alone makes us look a lot like Greece. We've had the lowest labor participation rate in 30 years. We've had 39 straight months of unemployment above 8%. The country's in a lot of trouble. We have a president who just weekend at Camp David was advocating a position to the left of the European Central Bank, which has been resisting doing an American-type stimulus to solve their problems, and yet the president is arguing that the Europeans should replicate policies that clearly haven't worked here. What the speaker was saying, I entirely agree with. If the president's going to ask us to raise the debt ceiling, and he will early next year, we do need to have another serious discussion about trying to do something significant about the deficit and the debt.
I think that's an understatement. Well, how far can we keep going on this thing? Good Lord. Look at the numbers during the Clinton years versus the numbers. The Clinton budget, the first Clinton budget, was half what the Obama budget is. How do you live with things being the way they are? Here from ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi talked to George Stephanopoulos about the Speaker, Mr. Boehner's comments just referred to in the Schieffer conversation with McConnell.
My response to what the Speaker said is, here we go again. Last year, just the threat of not lifting the debt ceiling caused us to our credit rating to be lowered. This is not a responsible, mature, sensible place for us to go. We all know we have to reduce the deficit. We have to do it in a balanced way. The Speaker wants to go over the edge. We have cut over $1 trillion in the Budget Control Act since the Budget Control Act of last year. There has to be more reductions, but we have to have revenue, and we have to have growth.
But what about his idea that you should start working on it right now?
Absolutely. I challenge the Speaker right now to bring the middle-income tax cuts to the floor.
That's going to increase the deficit, isn't it?
It would. No, I don't think so. I think it would. It would be bringing middle-income tax cuts to the floor now, passing those, would help our economic recovery, would be a clear signal that the upper-end tax cuts for the wealthy will expire because they will not be, middle-income tax cuts will not be held hostage to those, and that we can go to the table and say, what are the cuts we need to make? What is the revenue that we have, assuming the expiration of the high-end tax cuts? How do we create growth, small businesses, the entrepreneurial spirit of America? This is exactly the path we should go down. We should work together. They're over the edge. We want a balanced approach. The
Speaker is pretty clear about having pressure from his own conference. He talks about being leader. He says it's like having 218 frogs in a wheelbarrow. And I wonder how much pressure you're going to face from your own members on this. A couple of weeks ago, you actually said you would vote for the Simpson-Bowles deficit reduction plan. And that has caused a former member, Senator Russ Feingold, to call that a potential capitulation on bedrock values. He says it makes it easier for corporate Democrats to join with corporate Republicans and destroy these programs. What do you say to Democrats?
I don't think he understands what that is. What I said was that what I believe is that the framework of Simpson-Bowles was a very important one. It assumed the expiration of the high-end tax cuts. It took a harsh look at all of our spending, including our defense spending. It had a proper balance between cuts and revenues that we have to have. What I didn't like about it was what it said about Social Security, but I said that can be handled separately. Social Security, whatever we do with Social